You're listening to the Static Podcast on Static and Distortion.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the next episode of the Static and Distortion podcast. I am Robert, and join with me, as always, are John Coop and special guest Val. Say hello, Val.
Hey, everybody.
It's been a while since you've been on the show, Val. It's been, yeah, what, a couple July?
Weeks. Hi, Val. Nice to meet you.
It has been.
Yeah, this is
quite
Coops
a while.
And Val's,
yeah,
first
that
show.
That was definitely summer, and nice to meet you, Coop, and really excited to be here tonight.
Yay! That was Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, originally done by Bob Dylan. And throughout the month of October, the Static and Distortion podcast crew, group, blog, people, we've
family.
Each been family, pretty much. We've each been posting our own list of covers that we thought were better than the original. So, with this episode, now that we're out of October, we're going to kind of go back and recap and cover those. I got to burp. Hold on. Excuse me.
Wait. We're covering them?
We're covering them. Hi-yo.
We're going to cover the covers?
Cover the covers. Who covers the cover men?
Sorry, yeah. I had to.
Yeah, we're going to blow past music news, and we're going to just, I guess, fucking jump straight into this. Right? Don't everyone rush at once.
Sweet.
No music news.
No music
news.
Hey,
everybody. There's no music news.
Bam. Okay. So this was actually roundabout way. This was from a sports writer, the idea for this. My friend Brad is an avid sports fan, and he reads this weekly column, and this sports writer dude, I couldn't remember his name right now, was like, here are my 10 picks for cover songs that are better than original. And I was like, wow, that's a really clever idea. And I asked everyone, and I guess that's where the jumping off point came from, and here we are, like a whole month later.
Yeah, and we were really concerned about overlap. We were going, oh, you know, everybody's going to end up with the same list because things like All Along the Watchtower are kind of a unanimous sort of cover. And I know there were other ones. And I think somebody blogged a little bit about that, right, on the ones that we kind of all agreed on.
Yeah. Chanel did, yeah.
Yeah, but he totally threw in that with a little help from my friends cover that I know I don't like. And I don't think John likes it either. So
no,
like,
hate
what
that
is that? Why?
I think he
the original.
Used this. No. Week. So
that was the caveat to this.
Yeah, there was what, four songs that none of us could include on our list. I'm trying to find what they were now.
Yeah, Buckley's Hallelujah. It was Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah, Johnny Cash, Hurt, All Along the Watchtower, and
Janis Joplin.
Me and Bobby McGee, right.
And then I had a couple in my head that I would look down if anyone used them. One of them was like Take Me to the River, like Talking Heads.
Okay.
Take Me to the River.
Yeah.
I never brought it up, but that was one that I thought shouldn't be out there too.
Which one?
And I was talking about Aretha Franklin's Respect, because like, does anybody even know the original of that one? Not really.
Otis Redding. The only reason I know it's Otis Redding is because I love Otis Redding, so. But Aretha Franklin's is more iconic. That is, when you say respect, that's the version that everyone knows. I will 100% agree with that.
It's crazy, though, that we didn't have more overlap in our lists, period.
Did we have... We had one song I know that overlapped between me and Coop, but I can't think of anything else.
No, it was completely unique lists.
No, we both
had
Coltrane.
I would have had an overlap with Coop, but I did an adjustment after seeing it. Because I think if we had all submitted them on the same day, we might have had more, but we kind of, you know, got to see lists a little bit as we went along. But for the most part, yeah, it was, we all kind of had different ideas.
So when we post this podcast, are you able to go through and take all the lists and just throw them on underneath like we usually do with the artist for the week?
I should be able to, yeah. I should be able
to
take the URL
all,
from each
be
one.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because then we can kind of go through and talk about it. Because there's a couple here that I think we should talk about that are definitely not... I had two criteria when I was doing this. One is it had to be better, or if the original was so good, it had to be such a different concept and a different take that it was equally as good, right? So that's kind of how I took it. And there's some on here that we put that I don't think lives up to either. And I'm going to pick on Chanel since he's not on the call. But Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal,
oh
my
God,
not better than Michael Jackson.
Why did
yes,
you
it
pick
is.
That?
No, it's not.
It is way better.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
fact,
I
let's
feel
back
like we're
up
playing
here.
King of now.
Okay, let's do this. Let's cover Chanel's list first because obviously he's not here to defend him, and I'm always going to kick him when he's down. And then we can go in release order because, you know, Jason, John, Val, and then myself, we just cover them in the order they came out. So,
sure.
But yeah, Chanel's, I totally disagree. No, I agree with you, Coop. The Alien Ant Farm version is not better, it's still fun. And I still love that song, but it's just not better than the original.
The Alien Ant Farm is a fun song, but it's a song for kids.
It's a good song. It's entertaining.
Right.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
I disagree. I will defend that one for Chanel in his absence, because I don't like the Michael Jackson version, and I've never liked the Michael Jackson version. And
are you a fan of Michael Jackson at all?
Yeah, I am actually. I own some various Michael Jackson music and compilations and whatnot. So, you know, totally grew up on Michael Jackson. You know, was a big fan, but I just never liked that particular song. So,
see, and I think that it is fun, but yeah, Michael Jackson's gonna win out for me every time on that one.
Yeah, I don't think it's a shit song. I just think that it's not better than Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
It's more like, right.
Any
the song's kind of a joke. Like, it's meant as a joke, I always thought. So,
right. I mean, like, and that's like that, you know, when you go to a concert and somebody plays something and you're like, wait, what is this band actually playing this right now? And it's kind of like, haha, cool, let's dance to it. But I don't know, but yeah.
Now to give Chanel props, though, this motherfucker put Miley Cyrus on his list.
That was the next
and
one
it
I was going to talk
good.
About.
Yeah, really good. In
like,
fact,
whoa.
People listening to us aren't going to believe us. If it's possible, Robert, you might want to hit play. And
I have
that
it queued up already.
All right.
And I want to talk about, let me just go ahead and play. This is Miley Cyrus from, it's called The Backyard Sessions. I'm not sure if it's like a video installment on some website or whatever it is, but this is Miley Cyrus, I think before she went a little crazy, covering Jolene from Dolly Parton. Here we go. I think it jumps right into it. I'm not 100% sure.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Like, she has pipes. She can sing. And it's a shame that her whole antics and off, I guess, out of music persona has overtaken whatever she's doing musically.
I could listen to that song on repeat over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really impressed. John, thoughts?
I haven't heard it, actually. And now we just gave away the fact that when Robert plays music, we can't hear it.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, we talked about that
before.
It
with him. I hit play the same time he did, so I was listening to it on this end.
I usually do, but I don't think I had the link in front of me. So
the thing is, I debated putting the White Stripes version of Jolene on there. I was like, I really like that. But ultimately, I didn't, because the best version of that song, in my opinion, is actually from Dolly Parton, but it's not the original. It's someone took the single, the 7-inch of it, and slowed it down to 33, you know, like the 33 and a third, like 1/3 speed of what it should be. So her voice hits a lower register, and the whole beat just sits back, and it's Dolly Parton's version slowed down, and it's probably the best version of that song ever.
Cool.
So,
I'm not familiar.
Go check it out.
Just, yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, Jolene slowed down, or you know, 1/3 speed or whatever it is, and it's phenomenal. It's really good. So, Jason, you have a John Prine song on your list, and I love John Prine.
Oh, I do have a John Prine song on my list.
I don't know if the cover is better than the Prine original.
Oh, it is.
No.
Well, I don't know if it's better. It's different enough.
It's different. But that that's like John Prine classic, Angel from Montgomery.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Did you listen to the cover?
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. I love Susan Tedeschi. I take that back. I don't love her, but I recently became infatuated with the band. So,
right.
There's a difference there.
I don't know. I think that I just like that song because it's kind of a mashup, and Susan Tedeschi's version, they added Grateful Dead's Sugar Ree at the end. Hmm. So, and it's just beautiful. Who sings the original though? I mean, with John Prine, is it Reba McEntire or no?
No. I can Google it, but it's not Reba.
No, it's not Reba. It's someone better than Reba McEntire.
And we talked about this before the podcast started. You stole a song from Val. I Can't Go For That from The Bird and the Bee.
Well, I didn't steal it. I just posted it first. I didn't know she had it.
Posted it first. You didn't steal it. But, yeah, I went, oh, what? No, no, I've got to rethink things, and I've got to reorder things, and I've got to figure out what I'm going to fill in here. And yeah, it's but that's okay, because it's a rocking great song. It's not that I don't like the Hall & Oates song. I just kind of find it obnoxious, whereas this one is enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not one of their best songs of Hall & Oates.
Oh, see, I think that is one of their best songs, but it's still got that cheesy 80s vibe.
Right.
And the... This
well, it's one of those songs, and I know that the cheesy 80s thing, it's like an ongoing problem, is like you only want to listen to half of the song, and then you're like, okay, that's enough. I can't go for that. I get it. All right, let's listen to something else now, you know? And this one is like, yeah, this is fun.
Also, is Bonnie Raitt and John Prime. Just
good. Oh, I love Bonnie Raitt.
I love Bonnie Raitt. Her last album, Slipstream, was really good.
That was a good album. I enjoyed that one a lot.
Bird and the Bee.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, you could play a little bit of that. My favorite song on this list, I've been saying it over and over again, is the Hey Ya cover from The Blanks.
I found one that I like better from this guy named Obadiah something.
Oh, I was going to bring that up, actually. Obadiah Parker's is way better than.
In my opinion, it's way better.
Yeah, and I was in hotel bar and heard this woman do an acoustic cover of Hey Ya that just absolutely killed me, and I should have gotten her name. I don't even know if she's like on the internet at all, but it was, you know, just kind of like a lounge person playing a guitar, open mic night style kind of And that I can't get out of my head. So every other version of Hey, I've Heard. And then my thing with this is, even though all these other versions are like super cool and beautiful, I fucking love the Outkast. Like, I just, like, come on. The original is so good, like, that I can't even think of putting it on one of these lists.
It's no, the catchiest sad song ever written.
That's what Coop said. It's different enough, like, it completely turns it on its head and makes it like this upbeat pop, like,
that's true.
Sad song to like something that more reflective.
I'm listening
of the
to
lyrics.
The Obadiah Parker one right now. I still prefer the Hey Ya one or the Blinks because I feel like it's got this hauntingness to it. Like, it's kind of sad.
It brings, like, it's a sad song if you listen to the lyrics.
Right.
It's a freaking devastating song.
It definitely is. You're correct. But I just think it sounds more, it's like the one underneath the Mad World one. It just has like this kind of evilness to it, even though it's the ukulele. I don't know. Anyways, next.
The one that shocked me, I didn't know this until you put it on your list. Georgia on My Mind was a cover. I always thought that was a Ray Charles original. So,
yeah, that one surprised me too. And that's just one hell of a song. And I love that you posted the one with him and Willie Nelson performing it. Really awesome.
Oh, I love that version. You know, speaking of ones that I didn't know were covers, and I was so embarrassed when you posted yours, but I didn't know that Black Magic Woman was not Santana.
Because that's... We'll get to that later.
Right.
Next was Val.
Yeah.
All right. Newfound Glory.
Go for it. Go
you
for
have,
it.
You have to... Bring no. Me up. Defend it. We're not going to get into it.
So,
just bring it up.
So, like... I can remember I was like in middle school when those came out, right? Maybe early high school. I'd have to look at the years on it. But I remember like thinking it was so cool that Newfound Glory had these albums where they did a bunch of covers of songs for movies. And that one stood out to me. And yeah, like when I was thinking about this, like I immediately thought of that song for whatever reason, Stay. And I was like, I can't put this on the list. Nobody's going to take me seriously if I put Newfound Glory on the list. And I'm like, you know what? I listened to it, and the fact that, I still think it's cool, and it's different. And then she, you know, she joins up with them in it, too. So I'm like, oh, well, she thinks it's cool, too, or she wouldn't have done it.
I had such a visceral reaction to that song.
Jason and I listened to it at the same time, not together, but right. I was at my house and he was at his house, and we were both like, "This is unlistenable shit. I cannot get through this song."
I think it was until I think it's the only, and I felt bad because I don't really know you that well.
You were like, "Who is this? Why is she even involved in this?"
But I was, well, no, I didn't think that. I just was like, wow, maybe I'm just really old. My point of reference for that band is that my much younger little sister, I got her tickets for that band for her first concert, and she went and saw them at the House of Blues, like in, I don't know, 2003 or something. Luckily I didn't have to go. My girlfriend at the time took her, but that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It's just that was my only point of reference for that band, and I was kind of excited to hear it. And then it shit all over my ears.
Sorry.
I will say though, Val, that was the only song on your list that I disagreed with.
Well, thank you.
Everything else
thank
was
you.
Freaking solid.
At least I've redeemed myself. Yeah. No, it's cool. I listened to the original. Like every song that I put on the list, I listened to the original along with it. Even Firestarter by Prodigy, which to me is like my ears are bleeding, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
How I feel about most Prodigy songs.
Yeah, exactly. So like I made sure that I listened to the original, and I still, even though, you know, say what you want, I still preferred it to the original of Lisa Loeb. So.
The song that you have on here that blew me away is I really do not care for the band 30 Seconds to Mars, but that version of Stay is fantastic.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So I have a story behind that one. I like Jared Leto, like, as an actor. And I was having this conversation about 30 Seconds to Mars and how bad they are, and like, you know, how I hadn't heard any of their music that I actually enjoyed. And I was thinking, like, he can sing, but what is this? And like, I'd love to hear him sing something else. And so I basically Googled songs that they cover, and this was a long back, you know, back around this time that he covered it, because it came up as like a result as a recent, what is that thing that they do, the sound stage or whatever it is with the covers. And I'm like, see, he can actually sing this. And then I listened to it a few more times. I'm like, no, this is really good.
And then I listened
to the Rihanna one as I was going through for this list. And I'm like, hers just doesn't. And I think it's because she's not singing it by herself. She has somebody else join in, and it just kind of lost the passion for me with her singing it. And his just, I'm like, yeah, absolutely, this is great.
Well, so. I think the reason I don't like her version is because I just feel like she is someone with a voice, but not a lot of talent. Like, doesn't write anything, doesn't play anything. Shows entertainer. Don't get me wrong. Like, mm-hmm. that's talent in that way. But I mean, musically, like, I never care about any of her music because I don't believe she cares about her music. It's just, all right, what song am I doing today? This one's a hit. Okay,
it's,
I got
very
a collaboration.
Disconnected.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but that, like, and I don't like 30 Seconds to Mars either. And I don't really like Jared Leto either. You know, he just looks weird to me. But that one actually was quite impressive. I will agree with Coop on that one. That was a good one on the list. And I like the Nico Case cover. Well, I just love Nico Case in general, but...
Yeah, but her doing the Tom Waits, that I actually... Colin had me listen to that around December, and I was like, this is way too cool. And then when I was putting this list together, I'm like, I don't know, like Christmas music could be its own cover thing, right? But I got to thinking, you would never actually, like, play this on Christmas. Well, Colin might, but I think most of us wouldn't.
That's the one song that I was iffy on, and I had to listen to a couple of times because I love the original from Tom Waits. I love that whole album that it came on. And actually, when I put my list out, like 10 minutes later, I ended up kicking myself because I forgot to put a cover on there that Tom Waits does on that album. And so that was the first one that I saw. I was like, And then when I listened to it a couple times, I'm like, I could dig it. It's, in my opinion, I just like Tom Waits' voice way too much. But I still love the hell out of that Nico Case cover. I also have to say, I had Valerie, which is the last track on your list, on my list, for the longest time. And then I got pulled off at the last second, too. So.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite covers ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured... had to be there. This multiple layers of reasons for sure, but cool. Well, I'm glad I redeemed myself from the early 2000s pop punk pick that I made.
Well, I will say, I mean, that it's still like I can't disrespect that you picked it, because it's, I mean, you knew you were going to get crap for that one, I know, but if it was truly something that you thought was better than the original, that was the point of this. Whether we agree with
you
or not.
Stick it out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and I feel
respect.
Like, you know, I had that challenge going through and picking songs, right? Because there's certain, like, voices that I'm just going to prefer and artists that I'm just going to prefer. And, like, there was a lot of Jimmy Eat World covers that I could pick because I like Jimmy Eat World more than pretty much anything else, right? Like, it's my favorite band. So, but like, when it came to something like Firestar, I'm like, no, this is Jimmy Eat World doing something totally different with a song I can't do otherwise. Now, yeah. Most of my list, and like the Cure and David Bowie, like songs that, yeah, like totally like these on their own, but I have some sort of nostalgia or some sort of like tie to it, or I just really thought that what was going on was really cool, like with the Janelle, is it Monáe or
Monáe? Yeah, she's Monáe. An amazing, yeah, performer. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, so that one was just like, yeah, like David Bowie did his thing. Heroes, not my favorite Bowie song, but she like totally kicked it into this whole different gear. So I figured it was deserving of a spot on the list. So that brings us to our, what order are we going in?
Chanel is next. Do we want to cover anything else on his list?
Did you guys skip me? Because wasn't I first?
No, you're actually after Chanel.
Was I?
I thought you were first.
No, I posted the first one. And then everybody did a little write-ups of every song.
We should go to John, because John did go first.
And John doesn't have explanations. So
no, I didn't know we were doing that. Everybody else did explanations. I'm like, well. I'll go back and write up later.
On the website right now, and yours is not listed.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
No, yeah, it's there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, go ahead, John. That's my apologies. I guess I just didn't scroll down far enough. I'm sorry about that.
You just don't care enough.
I don't.
So, I mean, my list, I feel like I went too easy, maybe. I don't know. I feel like these were very obvious John picks.
Yeah.
It's a pretty John list.
It's a very John list.
I agreed with you, and there was one I disagreed. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I can tell you which one.
Go for it.
It's the Christopher O'Reilly Let Down, the Radiohead cover.
Now, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was. Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I was like, wait, what? No.
Because it is good, but, dude, that's not better than Radiohead.
Yes, it is.
No, it is absolutely not.
It is as better than Radiohead as Newfound Glory is than Lisa Loeb.
Okay. I'm never going to live this down. We're going to be talking about this every time I'm on the show, I'm sure. every comment on anything I write on the blog.
I think you would now be our Newfound Glory archivist.
Yeah.
Expert. Yeah. So the one that... I picked the first one I started off with, Any Major Dude Will Tell You by Wilco covering Steely Dan. And we, for some reason, keep talking about Steely Dan on this podcast.
That's true. You do.
Do we actually talk about it on the podcast or always just in the chat?
No, it's always in the chat.
No, we've brought it up on the podcast. I think we did it during the Fish show, and we did it. We definitely did it during Most Def.
Yeah, I listened to the Most Def one like yesterday. And yeah, you definitely talked about Steely Dan.
Yeah. So,
because that was in reference to my Altered States. But this Wilco cover is fantastic. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
What I like about it, it's not groundbreaking. It's pretty much a shot for shot remake of the Steely Dan song, but it just has some grit to it that Steely Dan will never have.
Yeah, it's better because it's Tweety.
It is. So that's what
it's
I like.
The argument that both of you have that Steely Dan is way overproduced.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I'd say that they're accurately produced for a Steely Dan record, but not for everybody else. So, anyways,
they're especially overly produced for the time.
That's very true.
Like today, when you would think, "Oh, they're not produced enough," but like for the time, especially, they're very, very produced sound.
Yeah.
Right.
The other one on this list that I. Of my own list that I like a lot is I just lost my place. The Ballad of Big Nothing we did an Elliott Smith cast.
Oh, couple, we could have. I could have made a list that was basically just that album. I mean, I love Elliott Smith. I absolutely like, but wow,
it's like, really hard to say it's better than Elliott Smith. But this Ballad of Big Nothing, just the vibe, the harmonies, and just, we've talked about that on the podcast before too. They just capture this magic with it and turn these songs into something else and transform them. And I actually think it's better than the original.
You're right. Yeah. And I don't like that you're right. I went to go listen to when you had this list pop up. I'm like, really, Elliott Smith? Get the fuck out of here, John. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and listened to it, and I'm like, God damn it, he's right. This is better.
Yeah.
No, I was going to put their cover of Twilight on my list.
Yeah,
I almost picked
that one, and I was torn, and I went with this one. But I mean, or it could have been somebody I used to know. I mean, they're all so good.
And just so good in such different ways. And that really, I think, is one of the things that going through and listening to different cover songs and ones that didn't make this list that we'll probably talk about later, because this is something we want to kind of keep going on Tuesdays. So hold us accountable to that, people who listen.
All of our London fans, please hold us accountable.
All of our London fans, yes. But no, like that.
King Catcher's in the house.
when you go through and you listen to something where it's like they completely transform what was already fantastic into something totally different. Like you could listen to that whole album, and if somebody hadn't told you that they were all Yet Smith songs and you didn't really know the words to his songs, you probably wouldn't have ever thought that those were covers, right?
Yeah.
Like they're just so good.
And they didn't do anything obvious where they just, okay, this is a slow song, we're going to make it a slow song, or this is a kind of a more upbeat song. They just kind of just did whatever they wanted, and it was cool. So, I mean, that could be cover albums. Between that and like Ryan Adams' 1989, mm-hmm. you know, a whole.
Ooh, let's talk about Wonderwall for a second.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. I just kind of picked that one because I knew I was going first and I wanted to claim it.
right, and I didn't have it on my list, but it was on my backup. Mm-hmm. And I was on the fence about it because I thought it almost could be like Hurt or The Watchtower, but if we're being honest, it's only like that in people who are nerdy about music like us.
Right, I agree. Circles, it's not universally accepted. Right.
But that's a perfect pick because the fucking Oasis, Gallagher or whatever himself said that this was the perfect cover. Like Ryan Adams made the song exactly how he would have made it if he got to do it over again.
He's like, the song had never made sense until he heard Ryan Adams' version.
Right.
Yeah. But I will still attest that my favorite version of that song is like
Newfound
a group
Glory?
Of no. A.
My favorite version is like when we're sitting around a campfire
singing it at like 2 a.m. Exactly.
Hey guys, I can play the guitar.
What do you
and
know?
And so I can play the song, and so Wonderwall. We can all sing it. And I have one of like my best friend absolutely hates that song, any version. So it's always funny when, oh God, here we go. People are singing this. It's karaoke night, and people are singing this. You know, it's one of those songs.
I would totally do that for karaoke. The other one, I mean, we don't need to talk about every song on the list, of everybody's list, but the other one that I really liked, another recent podcast is the Derek Webb and Sandra McCracken version of Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. That one I just think, and this is probably debatable, but, you know, I don't know if it's going to be universally accepted, but there's just something about Cyndi Lauper that I don't like.
My favorite Time After Time version is Miles Davis.
Yeah.
I've heard that one. That's good.
I forgot about that one until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, right. I haven't heard that
now
one.
Now I feel like I made the wrong choice.
No, you didn't make the wrong choice, because it's actually, that Derek Webb version is really good.
It is really good.
But when
good.
I saw that, I thought Miles Davis is better. You know?
I
that one fits
heard
your list.
The Derek Webb one, and yeah. That's another song that people end up drunkenly singing at 2 a.m.
The only song that I remember drunkenly singing with a group of people.
I've ever heard anyone sing that.
Oh, well, I...
Who do you party? I want to come hang out with you.
The most memorable drunken singing session I've ever had was with a bunch of drunk guys. We were all in a circle, interlocking arms, swaying, singing Piano Man.
Mm.
Loudly and badly.
It's got to be badly. If it was good, it wouldn't be as memorable, I'm sure.
I think we're ready for Robert's list.
Yeah, Robert's been quiet, too.
I went and got a beer.
I thought maybe you muted yourself while you were eating chips or something.
No, I muted myself and then ran downstairs to grab a beer, and I just got back right now.
Were you enjoying a scone?
Crumpets.
Oh.
All right. So everybody's picked on me for Newfound Glory. I've got to say, I hate cake. This came up during our episode of King of, and when I saw cake on Robert's list, I'm like, oh, my ears are already bleeding, and I haven't pressed play yet. And then I did. And I went, this is no, absolutely not. Nope. I tried to pretend it wasn't cake, and I still was like, no, why do you like this? So please defend it, Robert.
I don't hate cake, but that version's not better than Gloria Gaynor.
No, it's not.
See, I feel like the Gloria Gaynor version is tired, and done for me. I can't take it anymore. And along comes cake with this a little bit fresher kind of deadpan delivery, nonchalant, like, whatever, fuck off, I don't
like
need
all their
you.
Music, though.
What's that?
All their music is deadpan and
deadpan
nonchalant.
Deadpan delivery, right. Exactly.
The one that the song that I have an issue with on here, though, is Earth, Wind, and Fire is not better than
yes,
Paul McCartney.
100%. You need to shut your mouth.
No, I didn't agree with that one either. Why?
Nope. I agree with Robert.
100%.
Man.
Get the fuck out of here. Both of you guys, hang up on yourselves.
Yes, 100%.
You call yourself music lovers?
It is.
Really?
More enjoyable, funny, funnier, funkier, anything about the song.
Oh, it's definitely funkier.
It's definitely funkier. I'll give you that one, but I don't think that's a good thing.
More suitable for Earth, Wind, and Fire than it was for the Beatles.
And yes. Funny in the sense of, like, I'm kind of uncomfortable listening to this because it's
funny
so
in
bad.
The sense that you actually want to go out there and have a good time and dance and enjoy the song for what it was. It's a song about love. It's a song about unrequited, I need you in my life. We're going to have a great time together. And when the Beatles sing it, it sounds uptight and stiff. And then Earth, Wind, and Fire comes along and they're like, hey, we're going to do this.
Rob, I mean, remember, we did just see Paul McCartney freaking play this like a month ago.
I saw Paul McCartney play it live, and I still rather have the Earth, Wind, and Fire version.
I will see, and I grew up with the Beatles. I grew up with Earth, Wind, and Fire. My parents played, heavily played the music of both bands. And yeah. I always preferred the Earth, Wind, and Fire version.
Really?
No.
I will honestly give you the cake
over Gloria Gaynor, whatever argument that's I can understand. But no, Earth, Wind, and Fire, definitely, without a doubt,
not
has a better
than
version.
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Worst great argument than the Newfound Glory one.
Thank you.
I gotta side with my bro here.
Hey, you gotta stick to what you love, but no,
even if it's Newfound Glory.
You don't mess with royalty. Like, that exactly. I mean, he's a knight. Come on.
Hey, Robert, are you able? Can you cue it up? Why don't you play 30 seconds of Paul McCartney and then play 30 seconds of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we'll let the people listening decide.
Okay,
we'll put up a poll on the website and let people vote.
All right, here's the thing: Spotify doesn't have the Beatles catalog on there, which is why I went with the Paul McCartney version. And Paul McCartney's version, the only one I could find that was really good, was live. So we're gonna get Paul McCartney playing "Got to Get You in My Life." Live, excuse me. If it ever decides to play. What the hell is going on?
Did you break your computer again?
I think I broke my computer again. Let me just... I'm playing it from the website. Let me just go to... Let me go to my actual covers list in Spotify. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road, but maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't hide. You know I wanted just to hold you. And how'd you go? You knew in time we'd meet again, 'cause I had told you.
I hate the horns from the Beatles version. They're so bad. Okay, sorry.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Got to get you in my life.
That Paul McCartney version's not the best.
It's not, but that's the only one I could find on Spotify.
The thing is, like, comparing the Beatles from Revolver against a live version of Paul McCartney is hard to.
Understandable, but even then, I feel like, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, let's play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. The horns and the licks that they play, it's just so much cleaner and so much tighter.
But it's cheesier, dude. It's like hokey.
It's not.
I was getting ready. Look, because that Paul McCartney version that you have on Spotify is not the greatest. So I was getting ready to like kind of acquiesce and be like, oh, your version's better than that Paul McCartney version. And then we were just listening to it and it's not. It's hokey, dude.
It's kind of like the Alien Ant Farm thing, where we're like it's something, okay, it's fun and cool that you guys maybe do this sometimes at a live show to get people singing along and whatever and kind of having fun, but I will say, like, maybe that's better than the live version in a way kind of thing, but, like, if you go and listen to Revolver...
It's not better than the Beatles. Not,
especially if you put it on a record player. Like, yeah, just can't even. But okay, let's turn this around because I don't want to diss on Robert too hard because he did put Killing Me Softly by the Fugees on his list, and I completely forgot about that cover, and it's phenomenal.
I also stole one from Coop. I stole my favorite things because I got into a heated discussion with my wife on that, too.
So tell us more about that. Yeah.
She felt that because the John Coltrane version is not a vocal version, that it should not count as a cover.
Which is asinine, by the way.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that either. I mean, that argument is invalid. I like the Coltrane. That was cool.
I have to write an essay now. I can't let go of this on why the Earth, Wind, and Fire version is so much better than the Beatles version. Like, I need to defend this, and I can't find my words at this time.
Record, though, the Killing Me Softly, that Roberta Flack version isn't, like, bad.
No, it's
not. It's fantastic.
The main reason I put the Fugees version on there is, and I think I put this in my little description, is the production, and I just prefer Lauryn Hill singing over Roberta Flack's.
See, I don't agree with the production part of that, because, dude, half the song is literally just a drum beat.
But at the same time, the minimalist version of it, I prefer it. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. And I think I don't know that I can say that that one is better than the original, but I think I can say I prefer that one to the original.
I feel like my list
is getting
the most heat.
I wonder how much that one is nostalgia for us.
Yeah, I feel like my list is getting the most heat out of everyone.
It's because you can take it the most.
Can I, though? Because I'm feeling pretty beat up already.
I don't know if you can take it the most.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty beat up, man.
Of the best, though, on your list is Bang Bang, the Nancy Sinatra versus
Yes.
Cher.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a cover. I didn't even know that was a Cher song.
I didn't realize Black Magic Woman was... Well, no, I did. I did, but I... They were so separated in my mind, I think. Because I knew the original version, because I grew up listening to more Fleetwood Mac than Santana by far, but I think that just when I heard it, I went, "Wait a minute, what?" Oh, I totally had those as two separate songs in my head.
I did the same thing. I don't think I ever put them together in my head.
Yeah,
the Bang Bang song. I actually didn't realize was a cover either. And I was just doing research on this to make sure I wasn't missing something that I absolutely love or whatever it is. Like, for example, Georgia On My Mind, I didn't know it was a cover. So I just was like, hey, let me just throw out songs that are unknown that are covers or whatever it is. And then this popped up and I was like, that's definitely better. So.
What, do you want to pick another song off that list to play? I would say either Bang Bang or your Sturgill Simpson.
I was just going to play more God to Get You in My Life by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, don't do that.
No, we don't have to. We're good. We can.
So wait. So one of my questions, though, is you didn't put any Disney covers on here.
I have a whole separate list of Disney covers. because there's the Lana Del Rey Disney version. Songs? What's that?
Oh.
Yeah, there's Bill Evans covering Alice in Wonderland live from the Village Vanguard, which is fantastic. Lana Del Rey just redid Once Upon a Dream for the Maleficent soundtrack, which is absolutely fantastic. Miles Davis does Some Way My Prince Will Come off of his same album of the same title, Someday My Prince Will Come. And then there was another one that I found that I absolutely loved.
That's going to have to be one of the cover Tuesdays or something. We'll find a good week for that because that's really cool.
Yeah, on top of that, they did a whole cover album for Nightmare Before Christmas. That was like,
most of it's
Tiger
bad.
Army's on there, and Fiona Apple covering Sally's song and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I think Fall Out Boy did something on that too.
Fall Out Boy did Primus, this
Willy Wonka tour.
Primus and the Willy Wonka tour too. Yeah,
covering the.
Which actually I didn't care for.
Have any of you guys heard of that?
They're on tour with it now, but I didn't care for that album. I didn't think it was that good.
No, it's not. That's why I didn't post it, actually. I was so disappointed.
Were there covers that once you posted your list, you're like five, 10 minutes later, I'm like, why didn't I put this? I'm such an idiot.
I was really mad that Chanel put Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins cover of Traveling Wilburys because that should have been on my list. I mean, come on.
That's a very Chen song.
I failed as a former hipster putting that on there. Yeah.
Did you retire from hipsterdom?
I retired when I had a third kid and got two minivans. And gain 20 pounds.
So I'm.
But they
I'm
are
only
Toyota
like,
minivans, aren't they?
One's a Toyota, one's a Honda.
Oh, okay.
Disqualified you somehow.
I was bummed because, like, 5-10 minutes after I posted my list, I was going through it with my wife, and she's like, "You didn't put Tom Waits Somewhere," which is the cover from West Side Story. And I really kicked myself for not putting that on there because it's actually the song right before Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis that we talked about, the Neko Case song. So
I kicked myself for sticking to songs that were on Spotify because I started to think of some that were not that are really good. I made a Kevin Divine choice kind of off of what was available on Spotify, but he has a ton that he hasn't even put on YouTube. He just covers them on his Facebook page and Instagram and stuff. Maybe less on Instagram, more on Facebook. There were a couple other ones that I kind of thought of later on, but I'm going to save them because I'm going to be doing actual individual posts about covers going forward, so gotta save a little.
None of that. Were there any songs that you were surprised no one picked? I had on the long for the longest time I had the Clash, I Fought the Law,
and I had that on mine and I took it off right before I posted.
Yeah, I took mine off right before I posted too. I was like, it seems a little cliche.
Oh, you know what? I will say one of the ones that I didn't post, and then I was like, oh, maybe somebody else will post this, was Pearl Jam doing Last Kiss. It's a really, really good cover.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, and that was one of them that I totally just sort of thought about after the fact and was like, oh man, that should have been there instead of Newfound Glory. there were probably some other kind of like I was surprised that there weren't more covers that were like I completely lost my train of thought. Never mind. Be quiet.
Use your words. I can't find my words either, Val. Don't worry.
Oh, like tribute albums. So there's so many like tributes to this artist and that artist. That,
oh
like,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
You know, but most of those aren't very good. So I guess that's why a lot of them didn't necessarily make the. There are some that I've heard over time that are like, oh, I'm surprised that. There weren't more of those like, oh, this is a cover somebody did immediately after this person passed away or something like that.
I'm really surprised with the amount of covers.
I had two Bob Dylan songs that almost made the list, but I took them off the last minute.
Covers of Dylan.
One is like, this song's so beautiful, but the band's version of I Shall Be Released.
Okay.
Anyone know what I'm talking about?
That's a good song.
Yeah, and then another one is it's Audra May and the Forest Rangers from the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack covering Forever Young. I urge you guys to go to YouTube and look this up. It's very beautiful. Don't let the fact that it's from songs from the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack dissuade you. Audra May and the Forest Rangers, Forever Young.
Trying to think of other
there
songs.
Weren't any nobody had any covers of Smith songs, did they?
No,
I don't think so, because there's some good covers of Smith songs that aren't that, you know, like Morrissey's kind of, you
Dumb
know,
Dumb Girls of There's Light that will never go out or whatever. That's a good,
yeah, different I was thinking one of the things I might end up doing is kind of like maybe not full like 10 song lists or anything, but like three covers of different artists doing the same band, but, you know, pick somebody and go off of that. So we'll see.
I almost did an entire list of just Fish covers.
I thought about doing an entire list of Cure covers.
John, I'm surprised that you didn't have California Stars on yours.
Is that a cover?
The Wilco is definitely a cover.
I thought that was just written from his lyrics.
No, California Stars is a cover. Isn't that, what's his face? The guy who's singing with? It's not a Wilco song. Yes, it's a Billy Bragg song, I thought.
I know. I thought that was the Woody Guthrie lyrics that they put to song and did with Billy Bragg.
I'm going to the Google machine.
Because that was on Mermaid Avenue Volume 1 or Volume 2, I can't remember.
It's Woody Guthrie.
Correct.
Are you guys? Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
We could put my cover of it. I covered that song.
But he never recorded it. Does it count if he never recorded it?
No, that's why I didn't include any of those, because of that.
Huh.
Point. That then the John Coltrane.
Do we have a ruling? Would you say?
Coop, did we lose you?
I'm losing Coop.
Yeah, you guys are cutting it in and out.
Maybe we should start to bring this train in.
Yeah, I think so. I think the internet's mad at us tonight.
Yeah, the internet's been weird. So, overall, Dinosaur Juniors, how many covers? We need to do covers that are completely terrible and worse than the original. Just bad covers.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me first? Can you hear me?
We can kind of hear you now, yeah.
Okay, so.
And he's gone again.
Project, all of them, like 10 out of 10 Dinosaur Juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the lists, including the one that contained Earth, Wind, and Fire's Got to Get You in My Life and Cake.
The whole experience, 10 out of 10. It was just.
It was totally fun. Totally.
I had fun. I'd love to do it again. Actually, I started a covers 2 list because there were enough that I think I would put in my another John version list that you guys probably wouldn't pick that I could do a second list. So,
well, there are like 52 Tuesdays in a year, right? Something like, so we can definitely keep this rolling along.
I'll finish out my Disney cover list and I'll send that so you can post it for one of those Tuesdays.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me tonight, guys.
Yeah. We're not done yet. We got to talk about the band of the hour.
Oh, that's right.
So who contacted who? How did this happen?
So I put out a tweet. I don't know. I started. You can follow us at Static Distort on Twitter and find out what I've been tweeting about if you want to know. It's a public record. Anyways, I put out a tweet a couple days ago. Hey, any artists want us to listen to their music? Hit us up. And like a day or two later, I got a direct message from this band, King Catcher, and out of London, England, in the UK. And they sent a song. They sent a song called Butterfly. And we all checked it out this morning, the members here of the Static Podcast. And we're all like, hey, they're good enough to put on the show. And I tweeted back and forth with them a little bit today, and they said they enjoyed the fact that we had we measured our like of an artist by Dinosaur Juniors. So once they saw that, I was like, okay, these guys are cool. And their description on their Twitter account and in SoundCloud says Daft Punk melting Beatles records.
The sound of Daft Punk burning a Beatles album.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Revolver. We've got to get you into my life.
Nah. Oh.
So I went to their SoundCloud page and listened to all three of their songs. And I actually gave them some Dinosaur Juniors.
How many Dinosaur Juniors did you give?
Well, I gave their song Butterfly. I actually like commented on their song. And I gave him 6 Dinosaur Juniors because I was, I was extending an olive branch to our new friends across the pond. So they have 3 songs: Butterfly, Night Ride, and I Don't Want Your Life. And I believe the third one was, I think, the best out of all 3.
Yes.
Let's play that. In fact, when we end, we should go out with that song.
We're just gonna play that whole song. It's going to be 4 minutes long, and we're just going to let it ride.
Yeah, because that was a nice little tune, and I think that really, it kind of catches, it really encompasses all 3 songs, kind of gives you, I was hoping they'd send us, because I messaged them, I'm like, hey, we are going to talk about you tonight, if you have any other songs besides the 3 that are on SoundCloud, tweet them at us, and we didn't get a follow-up, but who knows, maybe a time zone thing.
Well, based on their number of plays on SoundCloud, they have more listeners than we do. So, good luck, King Catcher.
So, any noticeable things you've been listening to lately? Anybody?
Dude, I've just been listening to a lot more psychedelic shit with that Altered States list.
I've been listening to a lot of Father John Misty.
Chris Stapleton. I've been listening to Chris Stapleton.
I was just talking to him about him at the beginning of the podcast. I don't know if we were recording then.
I don't think we were. I didn't hear you, but I just found out about this dude this morning because of his CMA performance last night, and guy killed it.
The whole world just found out about him today, I feel like.
Yeah,
granted,
I've never heard
he was
him.
Doing a David Allen Coe cover, but him and Justin Timberlake just fucking murdered it.
So. I had 3 people text that to me today. That song from last night.
Tennessee Whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, we should post the link to that Tennessee Whiskey song. We'll post the link over to King Catcher, once again, out of England. And then I'll see if I can get the all the covers list posted into one link or whatever it is in the blog.
Perfect. Well, this was fun. It was great meeting you, Val.
Nice to meet you, too.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is better.
No. No.
You've got to get it into your life.
Oh, dear.
Next week, it's my pick. I'm thinking Moby. I would like to do Moby.
Moby.
I don't know anything about Moby.
I'm down with the Moby. In fact, I think he just had a record come out.
No. We decided we're going to do Hip Hop November, aren't we?
Huh?
Weren't we going to do all hip hop artists in November?
Oh, I thought that was on the blog.
That's on the blog, dude.
Fuck.
Oh, no, no. You're right. We did talk about that.
All we're going to do all hip hop artists in November.
Starting with one of the original MCs, Moby.
Yeah.
No, we're Moby. Okay, if we're going to do hip hop artists.
I have a Moby story, but I'll wait in case I'm on the episode.
If we're going to do hip hop artists, then I obviously cannot pick Moby. I'm thinking I might just go ahead and pick Beastie Boys then.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I'm going to love listening to that all week.
Yeah, I'll pick Beastie Boys. Are you being sarcastic, Coop, or no?
No, dude, it's fucking Beastie Boys.
We all love Beastie Boys here. All
right, we like our sugar with coffee and cream.
Three of us are white dudes in our mid-30s. I'm sure we're all fans of Beastie Boys.
Yeah, we'll do Beastie Boys next week. And then I think it's John after that.
Yeah.
You get picked DMX.
My favorite DMX lyric is, "Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who's going to find you? Some old guy fishing."
Was it delivered with that intensity?
No, it was not. It kind of fucked it.
For the Static and Distortion podcast, I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Jason.
Valerie.
And this is King Catcher doing Believe, I Don't Want Your Life. Have the day you have.
Fare thee well.
You can find the Static Podcast on the iTunes Music Store or at staticanddistortion.wordpress.com. Like us on Facebook at Static and Distortion, and follow us on Twitter at Static Distort.